Mediation Monday, if you're having troubles in the household or maybe between friends and you need a third party to step in, that's what we do. We're professional mediators without the whole professional part, but we're still here to help you. And today we're going to help out Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Morning.
Hi.
So what's going on? How can we help you? Who are we mediating with? Give us the whole details here.
My ex-husband got remarried. And he's decided that our son should call her mom, which, of course, I'm not okay with. He's 6 years old. He needs to know that I'm his mother, and I think this is undermining me. You're confusing him. I think it's an attempt to drive my son farther away from me. Anyway, I'm hoping that maybe you can talk some sense into him. Like, maybe he just doesn't realize what he's doing. I'm hoping it's not on purpose.
Is this something that he's kind of giving you the heads up? Like, hey, just so you know, I'm going to start having our son call so-and-so mom. Or did you hear it from your son himself?
Oh, I totally heard it from Alex.
Okay.
He came home and told me that mom told him this and that. And I was like, what? No, I didn't.
Oh, sorry to hear. What a bad way to find out, man. That sucks.
Right?
I accidentally once called my father by my stepdad's name.
Oh, did your dad freak out?
And he freaked out.
It's just awkward.
And I was just a young kid. Yeah, and you just get confused for a second. But, man, he did not appreciate that. So I guess that's probably what you're going through, Alicia. Did you inform your son, Alex, that you're not okay with this, or are you going to wait and talk to your ex-husband about it?
Well, I mean, I was just trying to stay calm and not freak him out.
Yeah.
Because I was kind of freaking out. So I kind of tried to bring it up with Chris without, yelling at him. but he didn't seem to understand what the problem was and didn't think I was being reasonable. So I felt like if I pushed it in the moment, I was just going to be so angry.
Have you talked to Alex about it? What does he have to, like, does he want to call her mom? Is that something that he's into? Or does he just
he
not know what's going on?
He wants to do whatever his dad wants him to do.
He's six.
If dad says you should do this, he wants to do that. He wants everybody to be happy. That's what he wants.
Well, we're going to try our best. This is going to be a hard one here, but if it's okay with you, we'll call up Chris and we'll see if he'll be on with us and we'll try to all come to an understanding.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Mix 105.1.
Mediation Monday, we're trying to help out Alicia. She's feuding with her ex-husband, Chris. They share joint custody of their 6-year-old son, Alex, and Chris wants Alex to start calling his new wife, Mom. Mm-hmm. And Alicia is not happy about this. She thinks it's a slap in the face, an insult to her. Alicia, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Hey, Chris has agreed to be on, so I'm going to pick up with him, and we'll just talk to him for a few minutes here. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Morning. You're on the air right now with John and Justin. Jackson's in the studio. Thanks for agreeing to be on. You kind of heard me talking about this is about with your ex-wife, Alicia, and your son, Alex. And you've asked Alex to call your new wife, Mom.
Hey, yeah, I'm happy to clear the air here with you, Alicia. This is, I'm ready to be transparent. I'm okay with what's going on right now, and I think that Alex should see things how they are. All right?
So how did this come about, though? Is this something that you got in your head and you asked Alex to do, or did Alex just start doing it and you encouraged it?
It was one of those things. He loves Jessica. I mean, she's just kind of the best thing that's ever happened to both of us. And I'm not going to have Alex be in the store and continue to call his new mom, Jessica. Jessica, I think it's time that he realizes that's his new mother. And I mean, he knows who Alicia is as his birth mom. But, I think it's the right thing to do for Alex.
You say birth mom like Alex just got adopted. Like, he's not adopted. He got a new mom. I actually don't hate the idea of calling her new mom.
New mom.
You know what? I did that too when I got married with my stepkids. I'm like, you just call me dad 2.0.
What do your stepkids? You're the perfect person to talk to about this, Justin, because you came into a household with kids.
There's no dad. Okay. They just call me Justin.
Have you wanted to be called dad, or did you come in just going like, I know who I am, I'm going to be Justin?
And that's pretty much, I came into it knowing who I am, I'll just be me. And like, I joked around the fact that I made it a joke so there was no expectation for them to have to like maybe come up with something
like
that.
Figure something out.
Yeah.
But you also came in with older kids.
That's true.
Like, they were raised by their dad. I feel like six is young.
Alicia, how does it feel hearing this from Chris where he's saying how he wants to make his new wife, Jessica, feel like part of the family, and he doesn't want, if they're at a Target for Alex to be yelling Jessica, he wants Alex to be yelling Mom. Like, is that hard to listen to?
I just think it's typical Chris, just completely oblivious. I mean, birth mom, seriously? like what? I delivered and now I'm out of the picture? Like, she's his real mom now? This is insane. He's trying to replace me. And, like, how can you do that to your son? Just cut out his mother.
Man, honestly, I see both sides of this.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
I don't. I see one side.
What side do you see?
I see Alicia's side. I see that if Alicia's not comfortable with there being another person to be called mom, she's Alex's mom.
Yeah.
Jessica could be a very big part of the family. Maybe there's a cool nickname that we can give to
Mimi. Calling Jessica Mimi.
I don't know, just something else.
But Chris is just trying to make her feel, welcome and to make the whole family vibe whenever they've got Alex over there.
Well, and Alex, at some point, Jessica might have to pick him up from school or like those are mom duties. She'll probably be doing mom duties.
All I know is if Jen and I ever were to get a divorce and all of a sudden Liam and Ella are calling someone else dad, it would destroy me.
No, and that's why I say I get both sides of it. But at the same time, you want the new relationship to be cohesive.
I mean, Chris, can maybe you wait a bit and have Alex back off on this until maybe Alicia gets more comfortable or you come up with a better name? Or are you like 100% committed to this?
I mean, Alex he started calling Jessica mom. And he's 6 years old. So I think it's, if he were 14, it'd be a different story maybe. But, I mean, it's the woman who's raising him right now. And for the most part, Alicia's
helping raise him.
So.
Whoa!
Assisting
Whoa.
To raise him.
Joint custody, Chris. Joint custody. I raise him half the time. You raise him half the time. That means she raises him a quarter of the time. I raise him twice as much as she does. Come on.
Yeah, how about calling her assistant mom?
Right now.
Assistant to the regional mom.
He can call them both mom. I mean, he's got two moms, so, he's not going to call you by your first name, I hope. So it's just going to be mom and mom. It's all good.
No, it's not going to be mom and mom. We're not the same. I am his mother. She's not. She's his dad's wife. I'm his mom.
Any way, Chris, of having you back off on this? Or Alicia's at a place where she's just like, come on, give her the title of mom and let's find something else for Jessica that... everyone.
And I think
like.
That's pretty reasonable, Chris. Like, he started calling Alicia's new wife dad or new husband dad. Would that be a problem for you?
I don't think anybody's going to be marrying Alicia anytime soon. So I'm not worried about that. I mean, I think I'm going to have Alex keep calling me dad and Jessica mom, and Alicia can just do whatever she needs. Hey, man, thanks for having me on, but I got to go.
Did he hang up? Is he still there?
I don't think so.
Okay. We've done better mediating.
Yeah, I think that was a fine job of mediating out of you, John.
You know what, though? We weren't the problem. Like, we tried to mediate. We tried to meet in the middle somewhere.
Right.
We gave her a cool mom nickname, but he wasn't hearing it.
Alicia, good luck with everything.